And now, with shovel in hand for at least one more week, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we are off and running at one of our homes away from home. Tickets for Less, our location today. You know where it is, 135th and 69 Highway. That is where you can come down and save yourself a ton of money. Chiefs and Eagles home opener. Chiefs and Redskins on Monday night. They got all kinds of tickets. In fact, use the code CHIEFSWIN and save on all Chiefs tickets, parking, and tailgate passes, okay? Just come right here or get on the website, ticketsforless.com. U2 at Arrowhead tomorrow night, they got you covered. I'll give you more details on that. KU basketball, the schedule is out, and they've got all the tickets, including the conference games and playoff NASCAR. Coming up on October 22nd, the NASCAR Hollywood Casino 400 is on deck. Looks, listen, here's the bottom line when it comes to Tickets for Less. I will say this. How many people will name their competitor and say, go take a look? Because when you do, you'll find that we're better. Not many people. And not just a little better, way better. The exact same seats you might see anywhere. Anywhere else, like a StubHub, are going to be less at ticketsforless.com.
Yes.
Go take a look. Go ahead. Find the seats. Find the exact same seats. And you'll see it. Now, I will identify this for you. You might see it and say, wait a minute, those tickets were $55 on Tickets for Less. They're only $52 on StubHub. Go all the way through. The $55 you see at Tickets for Less is the $55 you're going to pay. There's no taxes or fees added on top. Listen, if I ever run for office, if I were to run for president, I would enact the Tickets for Less law. Is there anything that pisses you off more than you go into Vegas? You're like, oh, I'm going to go to the hotel, and I get a great deal. It's $129 a night. And then you walk up there like, okay, and with your resort fee and then your taxes, here it is. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm doing the math. That's $181 a night. It's at $121. Well, it's a $35 a night resort fee. And then there's this. And then we have our handling fee. See, buying at StubHub is like checking into a hotel at Vegas. Buying at Tickets for Less is like what you want life and the world to be.
Yes.
So what I'm telling you is buy your tickets at Tickets for Less because you're going to save money. But buy it because it's good for America.
Basically,
that's what it is. It's red, white, and blue. It is God and country. How else can I say? It's what everything should be. Oh, hey, how much is that cable bill? Oh, you know, we're going to get you in for $29.99. I got my bill, and it's $58. Well, there's taxes, and then there's the handling fee, and then there's the switcher fee. And no, screw you. I don't want it anymore. I don't want any of you people coming to my house. Not a Tickets for Less. Can you imagine if Tickets for Less handled your cable and satellite? Could you, if they handled your phones, right, like the old AT&T, like you get that bill?
There wouldn't be.
And you see, no, what is
pages of stuff.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is really going on here?
Credit cards.
What are all these different things? Yes. And look, and I get it. For you other businesses out there, the government can get in the way of things. Fine, I don't know your whole business. I know this. Tickets for Less works the way I wish the entire world did, okay? It works the way I wish every bill I ever got worked. Hey, how much is it? It's going to be this much. Hey, let me check the charge of my credit card. Oh, my God, it was that much. Tickets for Less said it'd be $129, and I got a charge. It was $129.
$156, not $187.
Listen, I like me some Vegas, but nobody is worse than Vegas with all the crap they add on. It's just you're so frustrated. There is no better buying experience than Tickets for Less. Hey, I call in. I don't know where to sit. I'm going to the Arizona State Arizona game. Can you? Sure. Here's where it is. This is what it is. This is the price. You're good to go. Hey, I want to go to the Chiefs game. What do you got? Well, here is every seat that could possibly be available to that game, and here is exactly what you will pay. Wow. What a novel concept. True, honest business. There's a reason why they have such a great rating with the Better Business Bureau, okay? There's a reason why this company is growing, and they do stories on them in the Kansas City Star, because they have taken an industry, and they have made it what we wish every industry was. So we're always thrilled to be here at TicketsForLess.com. And they have some unbelievable specials. Now listen, go to StubHub if you want. If my testimonial did not do it for you, fine. Go ahead and take a look. Find the seats. Find the same seats. Go all the way through the process. And when they add those fees and the taxes and everything on the end, you're going to see just how much money you'll save. I would invite you to deal with your hometown company. Talk to somebody directly right here at Tickets for Less, like Carson's helping me out with some tickets I need. So talk to whoever you want. Dan and the entire staff are absolutely fantastic, and they will give you the exact seat you want. Let me give you some highlights if you're thinking about going. Chiefs-Eagles home opener is coming up this week, right? You want to be there. Do not miss it, okay? Don't forget to buy your parking in advance. You just want parking. They'll sell you just parking. It's going to save you about 50% off what you'd pay at the gate. Plus, they have the best tailgate going at Arrowhead. And that tailgate, yes, is not just for Chiefs games. It's for every event at Arrowhead. So that means you two at Arrowhead tomorrow night, $25 tailgate passes, food and beer included. Plus, $75 will get you into one of their shared outdoor suites on the lower level. It is a great way to see the best stadium show in the world. You two tomorrow night, you can get those tickets right now at TicketsForLess.com. Call 913-685-3322. Like I said, Chiefs Win is the promo code that will save you on everything Chiefs. Chiefs Redskins, Monday night. Want to be there for the biggest Monday night going? $25 in the upper level. How do you beat that? Now listen, phone in online, $25 upper level tickets, $99 club level tickets for Monday night against the Washington Redskins. You cannot beat that price. Like I said, KU basketball tickets are available. They have the conference games. Yes, every single game is there. The absolute best selection is going to be right now, and that includes hard-to-find seats like courtside, center court, chair backs. The NASCAR Hollywood Casino on October 22nd. You want to get a family four-pack. Includes tickets, track passes, and parking. They've got it at Tickets for Less, plus the behind-the-scenes garage tour passes. They're available as well. If you've already got your tickets and need the passes, great. Suite packages that include food and beer. That's important.
Yes.
They include the food and the beer. Okay? Those suite packages are available at TicketsForLess.com. Do not waste any time. The partnerships that Tickets for Less has with the Royals, with the Chiefs, with Kansas Speedway means that they absolutely, it is impossible to have a lower price anywhere else. Impossible. So TicketsForLess.com or call 913-685-3322. I'll remind you about these specials throughout the day, but take advantage of it. $25 upper level, $99 club level for the Chiefs and Redskins. Chiefs and Eagles, great tickets still available, always available at TicketsForLess.com. So come see them today. We're here. We'll be here all the way till 2 o'clock, 135th and 69 Highway. You want to come down and say hi? Talk to one of the folks here in person. But the special, remember, take advantage of it online and on the phone. Take advantage. Great, great way to get Chiefs Redskins tickets. I mean, this $25. $25 for the Chiefs and Redskins on Monday night.
That's insane.
I don't know how they do it, and I don't know how long they'll last.
Yeah, right.
So I would invite you to take advantage of it now. $99 club level tickets. That's insane, too. And great tickets available for this Chiefs-Eagles game. And don't forget to get your parking. Don't forget to get your VIP tailgate tent passes as well.
That's going to be a big one. Eagles look good yesterday. I mean, not only do you have two 1-0 teams coming in for the Chiefs home opener, it's all the back and all the drama of Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, that whole deal. And not just – sometimes that's the feature. Two really good games, teams coming off big road wins in their week one game. So it's going to be a monster game. Sunday.
Listen, we got a ton of football to talk about, and we're going to get to the Royals. I don't know how much time we'll give the Royals, but they got Royal seats too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. This is the only place I buy my tickets. It's at Tickets for Less. Great local company. Everybody works right here. All your money's going to stay here, and they're going to save you money. And it's so hassle-free. I can't stress it. It's why they carry such a great rating with the Better Business Bureau. It is absolutely just fantastic. It's just a great business. So to all my friends here, it's always great being over here and seeing all the guys and gals. They do such a great job here at Tickets for Less. So give them a call, 913-685-3322, or you can also just go online, ticketsforless.com, and all of their folks. Just a great, great Kansas City company. take advantage of it here. We do have a lot to get to here today in the program. As I mentioned, Adam Teicher is going to be with us next hour. Andy Reid press conference coming up at noon. My man Mitch Vitapo is going to be with us. American Ninja Warrior via Vegas Finals continue tonight on NBC on Channel 41. You can check it out. Mitch, Kansas City guy, is in the Vegas Finals. We're hoping he's going to figure prominently on TV. Figured prominently 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. In the Kansas City Finals, where right. he rocked it, was the best finisher.
Yes.
And amazing, when he came to the building the last time, we were up on the second floor. He didn't even take the elevator. He didn't even come in the door. He just climbed up the side of the building.
Which we thought was interesting.
We thought it was.
That's never happened before.
No, no. But he would make a great burglar.
He wouldn't, like, the nicest guy
yeah.
ever.
I know. Who's working, by the way, to come up with an organic artificial heart. Basically that they can put the heart in the child who needs a heart transplant, and then the heart grows, the valve of the heart grows with the child, which is one of the things they have to have a surgery. Then a few years later, they've outgrown it. They have to have another surgery. That's what the man does by day.
Yeah.
Then by night, he's this incredible athlete swinging around on these courses. It's unbelievable stuff. I love the show. My kids love the show. Some great storylines. So, you know, throw some love to my friends at 41. I was down there, obviously, last night for Sunday Sound Off. It's just a great, great show, and Mitch is a great guy. So we're looking forward to talking to Mitch Vitapo about, and again, he can't tell us. See, that's the other thing.
Yep.
He may have won $1 million because he's won the whole damn thing. We don't know, and he can't tell us. But I did.
Secrecy.
I did when I called him to see if he could come on. Say, and by the way, I'm gonna hit you up for a loan.
And he went
just in case. No, he didn't.
I love the fact that it's on his bio on KU, the biomaterials and tissue engineering. He has other interests. Other interests of mine include rock climbing, skiing, hiking, and reading. Other interests.
Yeah.
His other interests puts him on national television.
Yes,
he's
yes.
a freak show phenom in that regard. That's his
Meanwhile,
other thing he
his
does.
His work may save children's yes. lives for years to come. May revolutionize heart transplants.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not I think, enough people know that story. And
I think that makes him a worthwhile guy to talk to.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do it in the noon hour. Don't miss it. Mitch Vitapo coming up in the noon hour. Two-minute drill coming up at 1 o'clock. Brandon Kiley from ESPN 101 in St. Louis, their MU beat guy, has really got his finger on the pulse of the Tigers. So we're going to talk to him about Barry Odom firing Damani Cross. I think that's the biggest story going. Obviously, we're now 5 days removed mm-hmm. from the Chiefs beating the Patriots. We'll begin to look ahead to the Chiefs and Eagles as Tickets for Less has the absolute best home run seats you could ever get for the Eagles. So while you're listening to us, go to ticketsforless.com. So I don't think we're quite there yet. Look, Central Michigan beating Kansas. Kansas has got to love two people. I like doing this. And Curtis Siebold
this
with
last
me.
Week too.
Yeah, we did this last week.
After Friday.
Curtis Siebold with me here at ticketsforless.com at 135th and 69 Highway here in the Central Bank of the Midwest Bank building, where the offices are for Tickets for Less. And, of course, great friends, great partners of ours, Central Bank of the Midwest. We love them as well, our sponsors of our Central Bank of the Midwest pregame show for the Chiefs. Two happiest guys. There are two guys that are the happiest guys in the world. Not that Damani Cross lost his job, because that's sick. Nobody likes to see a guy lose his job. But the announcement of firing a defensive coordinator, who are the two people that are the happiest in the world that happened?
David Beatty.
One, I'd say he's probably number two. Stay closer to the move. Closer to the defensive coordinator. Fast talking Rob running the operation. Chime in,
I
Rob.
I would guess the
Barry
special
Odom?
Teams coordinator of the
okay,
Missouri
Okay, maybe there's three or four, you know. Yeah, special teams coordinator and Drew Lock.
Oh, Drew Lock, yes.
Who threw a couple of picks and obviously had a record-setting performance. And I don't like that. I love the locals. I always want local kids, and I'm really rooting for Drew Lock to have a monster season, and he certainly still can. And South Carolina may be the 12th best team in the country. Who knows? Maybe we'll look back on this and say this isn't that big a deal. I don't know. But right now, he didn't have a great game.
Going in, it looked like maybe their most winnable conference game, and they got smoked at home. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, that is not good. And so the expectations have fallen off the table for the Missouri Tigers, and almost immediately,
I guess I can just go la 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 la.
It's that season, folks.
It is.
I have to go outside.
Ask Rob about his allergies.
Who's planting what flowers around here? I need to talk to some folks.
I'm lucky. I can't hang around any cat or dog. But I have no seasonal allergies. But
it's a braggart. Well, I'll tell you what. No flowers ever weed on my leg either.
That's true.
So I got that going for
me. I pet a cat. I'm a puffy mess in 30 seconds.
I don't have to walk around with a plastic bag getting ready to grab a steaming pile of poo with the flowers in my yard.
Yeah.
I love pets. I'm not anti-cats and dogs.
But you don't
I
have
grew
to
up
take
with dogs my whole life.
Entire box of Claritin before you go visit a friend with a
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, exactly. No, but listen, Drew Locke didn't have a great game. And, you know, special teams had a terrible game. And the offense, you know, they outgained. Missouri outgained South Carolina 423 to 359. 359 yards allowed is not the worst performance. Well, that's kind of average-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And they held South Carolina to a lot less than they held Missouri State. Like, what would have kept his job? Heard Gabe DeArmond, and as I said, later on here in the program, we're going to talk to Brandon Kiley about this. But I heard Gabe DeArmond say, look, there wasn't any fist fight. There, by all indications, there's no, like, smoking gun situation of, like, what happened. Why now? And how, as a Tiger fan, can you look at this and take from this anything other than this program is in disarray? I mean, now, total disaster, got to change coaches? No, I'm not saying that. Take a step that direction? Yeah, I fielded 4 emails asking how long and a number of tweets asking how long Missouri would stay with Barry Odom. And I said, listen, I said, he's a Missouri guy. I think the university is going to give him at least 3 years. They said, so we got to go through the same thing like we did with Kim Anderson. Well, let's be clear. Barry Odom is not showing the kind of signs that Kim Anderson was 2 years in. It's still not as bad. But let's do be honest. It ain't good.
No.
It is not good. And this to me, you can look back. Can we say that the hiring of Damani Cross as the defensive coordinator was a mistake?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's officially. It's at definitively. It cannot be disputed that it's a mistake.
Right.
Okay. Now let's move forward. We acknowledge that. So what do you say if you're a Barry Odom defender or if you're Missouri? Or forget about what do you say. Forget about an argument of trying to win an argument. Let's talk about what do you hope is reality. You hope that he made a mistake. He recognizes what the mistake was. He's going to learn from it, and this mistake won't be repeated, right?
Yes.
It's all part of the learning curve of a new coach, right? Hiring the right staff, to me, is one of the critical parts. And really, when you're a first-time head coach, you've been on the ground floor, on the front lines with the assistant coaches. To me, that's when you're at your best at hiring guys. You know that, hey, this guy is not a recruiting coordinator, but I watch him. He knows that he can be a recruiting coordinator. I've gone up against this guy over here who's a DB coach, and I know he recruits. I've lost like 4 kids to that guy. He can flat out recruit, and I know what they do over there in their secondary. He's going to be my DC. I'm going to make him defensive coordinator. You're never more qualified to hire assistants, I think, than on the way up. It gets harder when you're the head guy dealing with all the administrative things, all the media requests, kind of just dealing with your coordinators and coaching the coaches. You're not really out there on, you know, the front lines with the other assistants. That, to me, is where it gets harder, is when you have to start replacing guys on your staff. You're supposed to get it right the first time. How many guys has he replaced? 4 now? I think it's 4. I think I heard Gabe DeArmond say 4. 4 guys. And so, look, what are you hoping for? Let me tell you what you're hoping for. You're hoping that these are all mistakes he's made. He's learned from them. All the replacements will be better, and he's not going to make that back. So let me ask you a question. He's a first-time coach, right? Those are the mistakes they make, right? Oh, we got to live with it. No, you don't. You don't hire a first-time coach. Okay, at some point, the Missouri Tigers got to act like they're an SEC program. Now, when they made the hire of Barry Odom, did they have a lot going on? You bet they did. You bet they did. I know there was all this turmoil. Who would take that job? Many would take that job. Let's go back. Let's talk about what Jim Stirk damn well better learn from this situation. He didn't make the hire. Okay, I got it. It was made by Cheesy McRunda Baylor. What was his name? I don't even remember his name.
Mac Rhodes.
Yeah. Mac Rhodes. That snake oil salesman, that carpetbagger, that traveling sideshow. If he's your friend, I'm sorry, but I have nothing
else.
It is what it is. Was it a rough job to sell? Yeah, because Jim Stirk left and went, or that the other guy.
Mac Rhodes
left and went to Baylor, which is clearly proving to be a train wreck.
Let me jump on the Titanic real quick.
Yeah.
Better boat.
Yeah. So, yes, I get it. But you were 2 years removed from being two-time defending SEC East champions. You've got a decade plus of success with a football program. You've got facilities being built. You've got big money donors that are pouring a lot of money into it. This job did not suck. It did not suck. Was it shining as brightly as a Missouri job can shine? No, it wasn't. But did it suck? No, it does not. And at some point, and I don't know if it's the chancellors or the president or who it is, but Missouri has to start acting like an SEC program. There were, in my opinion, only definitively 20 jobs that are better than the Missouri job, right? And I could sit here and you could debate, we'll count them. Well, you know what? If I'm wrong, I'd come up with 16 to 25, 15 to 25. I'll call it 20. Spitballing off the top of my head. There are maybe 20 guys that are at jobs that are either lateral or behind that have a situation that's so good that if Missouri called, even though the job, big picture, is a better job, they'd say, no, I'm good here. Let me give you an example. Bill Snyder. K-State's as good a job as Missouri. Fine, I won't argue that. But if you're going to pay him more, then he would listen, but no, he's a lifer. K-State, he's not going anywhere. They're building a statue of the man. They named the stadium after him. He's not leaving. That's one of the guys. Program-wise, you can call a K-State standing head coach and try to hire him at Missouri. You may not get him, but you just can't do it when that guy's name is Bill Snyder. He's not going. Another guy, Gary Patterson. The Missouri job is better than the TCU job. I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of frogs out there, and I love the how many – KC folks are going down there. You know,
yeah, Grimms, no kidding.
Our intern is down there. They've done a great job, and it's a great school and all those things. But you're a one-coach program, really like K-State is. You're a one-coach program. But that one coach, Gary Patterson's going to have a statue built on him. Why would you leave TCU? It's up and running. You feed the beast. You can go 5-7, and they don't want to fire you right away. You don't leave TCU for Missouri. You get an offer from Missouri and say, okay, now I need $300,000 more a year. And TCU goes, you bet, Gary. Here you go. There it is. That's what you would do with the job.
It's the Greg Marshall Wichita State of college football.
Right, right. Let's call it, and it's probably a little more than that.
A little more, but so that's a similar situation.
But similar situation with where Greg Marshall, that's a great point. So that let's say there's 20 more guys that fit that bill. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, you've got 40 guys out of every head coach out there. Now, do you want to go to the FCS route? I don't know. There's a handful of them I'd look at. North Dakota State, you know, some of the perennial programs. Do you want to go down to D2 or 3? No. FCS, there might be a handful of guys. But there are 80 other FBS head coaches that were absolutely, definitively candidates for the job. And by all accounts, they didn't even turn over a stone for it. Now, listen, when you hire Barry Odom, he's never been a head coach. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to make mistakes. As simple as that. And you got to decide. They either got to double down with this guy and support the crap out of him and say, listen, we know he's making mistakes, but he is a brilliant guy. And once we get through these growing pains, he is going to be ready to roll. That elongates your timeline. And so he's already here, and he's one of your own. So I think you got to give the guy a shot. Now, I think that means he gets a third year, almost regardless of what this year becomes. 1-11, let's chat. 2-10, let's talk. 3-9, hate it, but let's talk. 4-8, he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But after year three, no, you need to, rubber needs to hit the road. And so, to me, the biggest story here is Missouri. He is working for an athletic director who didn't hire him. And he is acknowledging yet another mistake. The mistakes need to end. They need to end. It's really disappointing for the Missouri Tigers. And it just, the timing just sucks. Because the special teams is what got you beat. The three turnovers is what got you beat. That's what really got you beat. Defensively, was it great? No. But it wasn't the worst thing on the field.
Yeah.
So what happened that this is the guy? And he's not even calling the defense. Barry Odom is. Not good. Speaking of not good, Kansas was not good. We'll talk about that. 913-810-810, the phone number. A lot of NFL talk as well. Deshaun Watson, now the starter with the Houston Texans. We'll get into that. The Royals split four with the Twins and move up in the standings, not games back, but in quantity of teams between them and where they need to go. You know, that's big for the for the Royals, and we'll talk Royals baseball with you. You grab a phone line, 913-810-810. It's the program. We're live at ticketsforless.com, the spot to buy all your tickets. 913-685-3322. Go ahead. They invite you. Take a look at what StubHub is charging you. Go all the way through when they add those taxes and fees at the end. It is impossible to buy tickets to Arrowhead, to Kansas Speedway, and to Kauffman Stadium for less than you will get them at Tickets for Less. Don't forget that code CHIEFSWIN. It's going to save you money on any Chiefs ticket purchase you make for the entire season. It's at ticketsforless.com.